can't even believe it's the second hour already. So we have Hurricane Tammy wreaking havoc in North Carolina, and a major winter storm happening in North Dakota. Go figure, in October 2006. That's the weather, listeners. The vital direction to expose environmental modification continues to present itself on a daily basis, listeners. Let's go back to the phones. Rita in Texas, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine.
I'm one of those Time Warner customers, and I'd like to say that I am spitting mad that I cannot get that Infowars.com.
Uh-huh.
And furthermore, I'm also a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not able to access that. There is a web. I got in touch with my Time Warner representative in the area, and because I was given one explanation yesterday, and then I listened to Alex Jones this morning talking about how there is a blockage, and they gave me a website that is help.rr.com. That's a Roadrunner help. And if you get onto that site, what I did is I entered in my state and my city and provider. And which is in the Austin area. I don't live in Austin, but it is in the Austin area. And there's a company that is called Cogent, C-O-G-E-N-T company. And the technician had conveyed to me that this company is a third party source for this problem. Now what I'm doing is I told my I told the representative, if you don't have this thing fixed in 72 hours, I'm pulling my subscription to Time Warner. I am so sick of the filth, the dumbed down comedies that I see as I flip to try and watch the History Channel and kind of keep an eye on, you know, what the going propaganda is on the news channel, that I'm thoroughly disgusted.
Well, you should be disgusted anyway. You know, I mean, this has been going on for years. The propaganda machine has been in place for years.
Yeah, and there's a book that I've ordered. Somebody referred me to the Omni-Christian Book Club. I read different kinds of books from different people, different sources.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a book that's entitled No God Next Door, Red Rule in Mexico and Our Responsibility by Michael Kennedy. And I'm waiting to get that book because that book was suppressed for years in the United States. So I'm trying to get a hold of books and hold on to them so I can pass on the truth. Next thing it's going to be is religious sites. I'm really waiting to see whether or not RBM is going to be taken off, especially with some of the information regarding exposing the Jews and their plot to take over our country like they have in Mexico and like they have in Russia and Eastern Europe. This is not funny. You know, and somebody said, well, I don't encourage violence. Well, it's gotten to the point with the brazenness of these dagum Nazi communists in our government that there's going to be fighting. You know, our young are either going to fight in the foreign wars or they're going to fight in this country to free this country. This isn't anything that's going to be done peaceably. Even Patrick Henry, you know, when he was listening to these people talk about peace, you know, he said, peace, peace, there is no peace. The war has actually begun. Well, the war has begun.
The war has been going on for our entire lives.
Well,
it's a silent war. It's been going on for years. It's been going on for years, Rita.
Well, it may be, but it may not be.
It's just a fact of the matter. The 20th century was a smokescreen.
Well,
we've been at war for the entire 20th century.
Well, I appreciate your program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. History. Well, we'll be back. I'm undertaking a number of other initiatives linked in one way to another to the Earth Summit. Less than 9 months after UNCED, that's the UN Convention on Environmental Development, The Baha'i Community of Brazil, in conjunction with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, launched a conservation education program which trained school teachers in and around the capital, Brasilia, and produced a curriculum, materials, and a video on environmental issues. The second phase of this project is underway and is replicating these activities in several Brazilian states. This comes from UNNGLS, Non-Governmental Liaison Service, implementing Agenda 21, Sustainable Development and World Citizenship, people, by Lawrence Arturo. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. I apologize for the long download time to the website. But the information is there, and it's readily available once it's downloaded. You can be on the website for hours. I spend hours looking at the website. I don't know whether I want to change it at all the way it is. I just don't. I don't. And maybe that's my problem, but the way it's laid out right now, I just don't see a need to change it. Let's go to Troy. Hello, Troy.
Yes, you were talking about inflation.
I wasn't talking about inflation. Congressman Ron Paul was talking about inflation.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
What is it? What is inflation? You know, talk shows and other people may put down economic monetary knowledge, but I agree with John Adams and Henry Ford. If people understood the money, there'd be a revolution by morning. People don't understand the money. They don't understand how they're being ripped off. If they did, they would be very, very upset. You know, if you think of a balloon, inflation is just hot air. And that's what our money is. Why does, when I was a kid, you could get a candy bar for 5 cents. Why do they now cost 75 cents? That's inflation. It's an increase in the amount of money in circulation. Why the increase? Why? Why? It's the nature of the money. It is, again, it's not gold or silver. It's mere token. But the point is, it's paper. It's obviously worthless. You can't trade it for anything, any gold or silver. But it's loaned into existence. It's loaned by a treacherous parliament to we the people. Who is it loaned from? It's loaned from our corporate king, which is a central bank. Now, the origin of these debt tokens is also their ultimate destination, because all debts have to be paid. This is merely a borrowed token. Therefore, it has to be paid plus interest. So why inflation? Why does more and more money have to be pumped into the system, and therefore why do prices go higher and higher and higher? This is why, again, it's the nature of the beast. It's the nature of the mark of the beast, which is a debt token monopoly money. If we just consider at the beginning of the deal, say 1913, the Congress, the treacherous Congress, borrowing X amount of dollars from their corporate master, the central banksters. Now, at 10% interest, in 10 years, all of those tokens are going to go back to their only origin, to their monopoly origin. And therefore, the entire principal is still owed.
How do we get out of our trade deficits with communist China and other foreign countries?
Well, that's an entirely different topic, but
it's a pregnant question. How do we get out of that situation?
Well, that's an entirely different topic, but let me say
this. Why is it an entirely different topic?
Because I'm talking about the nature of the debt token monopoly money and why inflation exists. But I will say this about the deficit. The deficits are it's known that there's going to be a deficit because it's necessary for them to infuse new money at the end of every fiscal year, and they do this by having a deficit in order to infuse new money by loans in order to pay those debts off at the beginning of the new year. But if I may get back to my point, at 5% inflation, the money is gone in 20 years. At 10% inflation, at 5% interest, the money is gone in 20 years. At 10% in 10 years, because 10 times 10 is 100. Okay, so the principal is still owed. So in order to keep this fraud going, obviously the entire amount of principal has to be reloaned in order to pay that principal. And then they have to borrow entirely new money in order to keep the whole fantasy going. See, if you just think about it, That's the trouble. The people don't think. When they borrow tokens, they have to be repaid. And when they're repaid, they obviously don't have any money anymore. So right from the beginning, it's deductible that a debt token money is worthless. It's pointless. There's no reason for it.
Okay, so our debt is about to approach $8 trillion. What is the solution?
Well, the solution is, as it always was, to have an honest money.
Okay.
So after time, what I'm saying is, after time, more and more money has to be pumped into the system, again, through deficits, through the back door, so nobody understands what's going on. So there's more and more money to pay these higher and higher principals that can never be repaid. Because, again, as I pointed out, the interest alone will consume the principal in no time. So more and more principals have to be added, or that is to say borrowed, since it's the only way they come into the system. This is a debt token money. So over time, we the people owe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times more tokens than exist. In other words, if we paid all of the tokens right now, say it was 10% over, the debt would be 9 times unpayable. That is to say, if all the money were paid now, and we still owe 9 times more, that proves that the debt is 9 times unpayable. Here is from the Daily News of December 04. This is from, it claims that the Department of Treasury Undersecretary John W. Snow claimed that 670 billion genuine U.S. dollars were in circulation around the world. Okay, so that's an important figure. I don't know how true it is. So take the total debt that America owes, federal government, or just the federal government, forget about the state governments, divided by this 670 billion, and you'll find out how many times impossible the American federal public debt is. It's impossible, but it exists because this is the nature of the beast. And this is why, more and more money has to be pumped in, and why prices keep rising and rising and rising, because these larger and larger principals plus interest have to be repaid. And all of this is in excruciating detail for any American who would care to know and understand what has happened to their country at thehouseoftroy.com. Not house of, thehouseoftroy.com. And I don't know whether or not this is blocked because I don't use Time Warner or that other American, whatever it was. But you must understand the money, people. If you understand the money, you'll understand what's going on with this country. This country was sold by a treacherous parliament in 1913.
We know that.
Well,
we know
maybe
that.
You
we know
do.
That. Troy, we've been talking about that for years. The point is, why is John Snow the U.S. governor of the IMF?
Is he now?
Okay, I've gone to your website. You haven't gone to my website.
We're in a global system
right now.
I don't
every
believe in
country
Martians
has or, every country
know,
has a governor in the
weather.
International Monetary Fund. Why is that going on?
Well, okay, good question. You know how when the gangsters or whatever, they lend money to the loan sharks, and when somebody doesn't pay, who do they send? They send bone crushers. They send bone breakers. Okay. So this debt token monopoly money, I've just demonstrated to you, is unpayable. So therefore, what's left to pay it? What's going to be the collateral? The collateral is the people of the cheated state, whether it be America, Canada, or what have you. So the Monetary Fund and the World Bank, these are the bone crushers for the central banksters, who are the shyster loan sharks. And this is their agency that they use to extract every ounce of blood that they possibly can, because they're not satisfied, you know, with all of the money and wealth that they've already taken. Marx said a smart thing. No, I'm not a Marxist. He said a smart thing. He said capitalism, that is to say, the Jewish money, he didn't call it that, capitalism leads inevitably to communism. Why? Because the money, the power, is centralized and centralized. The central bankers get more powerful and powerful and powerful until finally they own everything. In other words, what was once an oligopoly becomes a monopoly. Or what was once so-called capitalism becomes communism. So he spoke a truth there, though he didn't explain the reason why. And so that's why there's a deficit, Chris. It's because they have to keep more money pumping into this thing, and because it keeps going out in inflation and interest payments and also periodic principal payments. How does new money come in? Well, obviously, it's a debt money. It has to be borrowed. So it has to come in the back way. So they deliberately overspend their budget every year so that at the beginning of the next year, all this money to pay these bills is borrowed, see, and spent, and those bills are paid, and then they go on with the new budget and the new fraud and the new deficit for the next year. See what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but aren't we in a world government right now?
Yeah. We the mark of the beast, the monopoly
We're in
mark
a world
of the beast.
Government right now.
For years,
right.
The UN has wanted to make its own debt token monopoly money. Okay. Bretton Woods at the end of the war, 46.
No, Bretton Woods, 44.
Okay. The end of the war, 44. Bretton Woods, that's when they set up the U.S. mark of the beast, which was the worldwide money. But beyond that, they probably want to set up, and they do want to set up their own super U.N., that is to say, the super central bankster monopoly money.
They're ready to tax the American people and the people of the world, the IMF listeners. TheHouseOfTroy.com is his website. The Board of Governors, the highest decision-making body of the IMF people, it's on our website, AmericanExpose.com. Get the increase of numbers. It's your responsibility. We'll be back. It's your country. Stay with us. IMF members' quotas and voting power, and IMF Board of Governors. The last update was October 5th. The Board of Governors, the highest decision-making body of the IMF, consists of one governor and one alternate governor for each member country. The governor is appointed by the member country and is usually the Minister of Finance or the governor of the central bank. All powers of the IMF are vested in the Board of Governors. The Board of Governors may delegate to the Executive Board all except certain reserve powers. The Board of Governors normally meets once a year. The IMF system, listeners of the United Nations system, of which John Snow is that governor of the IMF, and Alan Greenspan is the alternate governor who's about to be replaced. Won't that be interesting? Let's go back to the phones. Steve in Pennsylvania. Hello, Steve.
Hello. I'd like to talk about chemtrails and their relationship to the bird flu and the bird flu.
That would be very logical. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I had a roommate many years ago that told me about, you know, similar things that are what's happening right now. And what I heard was they were thinking about the bird flu. But what they wanted to do was to reduce the people's immune system, to compromise their immune system so that the bird flu would take hold better than if they didn't compromise the immune system.
And this makes sense because of the control of vitamins and minerals by Codex Alimentarius.
Okay, now let's talk about chemtrails and, we did the bird flu. What I'm saying is weather manipulation. That's your specialty, right?
Not my specialty, my concern.
Okay. From what I've gathered so far, they talk about Mother Earth as the antenna, and that there are not only biological particles that would harm our immune system in the chemtrails, but there's also some electrical conductivity in the chemtrails. You've heard that before?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, with the chemicals that they put in the air, people think they're using Mother Earth as the antenna, but they're really not. All you have to do is trace it back to something called broadband over power lines. We didn't have this weird weather or the tsunami or anything until they started putting up there. Right now there's 40 broadband over power line sites all sprinkled throughout the United States. There's also at least 20 of them overseas, Japan, Germany, Sweden. And our government's funding it for to compete with with cable and DSL. But why should the government care? I'm a ham radio operator. I know that broadband over power lines isn't economically feasible to do. What they do is they're sending a signal out without a shield on it. And what I'm saying is, if you add up the fact that in order people calling Mother Earth the antenna. What you need for low frequency is a very long antenna. And look at what BPL is, broadband over power lines. Those power lines go for miles and miles, and the system doesn't work. I'm telling you it doesn't work. If you can, if there's any way you can find out, if you know any ham operators that can get into the ARR websites, the ARR letter explains what BPL is doing and why they shouldn't use it. I mean, the FCC, I mean, the ARRL is laughing at the FCC for promoting this because it can never really be used. But the, I mean, there's new BPL systems going up every day. And my thing is, not only do they control the weather, okay, not only are they being used to control the weather, but eventually when we go under quarantine because of this bird flu, which is coming up, these BPL systems are going to be turned into, they're going to shift the, right now, if you have a ham radio and you drive, say, on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and they have the BPL system on, your meter's all the way over to the end. You don't have anything on that ham radio whatsoever. Now, the closer you get to that line would be like me walking up to your radio antenna. I mean, you know, you get too close, you're going to get radiated. And what I'm saying is when they quarantine people with this bird flu, they're going to tell you, hey, don't travel from Pennsylvania to New Jersey. You know, don't do it. You might not see any state cops there and figure, oh, I'm free to do it. Well, when you do it, you're going to be driving past these BPL lines that they have established now. And if they turn them on high power and just shift the resonant frequency a little bit to where it goes into your body and fries your brain, you'll never know where you're going. You'll never get to where you're going. And on top of that...
And you'll never know where you've been.
Well, the other thing, too, is a body that's been irradiated like that, you can't tell if it died of bird flu or if it died of being radiated, because what's going to happen is your small capillaries are going to break, you're going to bleed in your lungs, your eyeballs are going to, you know, start bleeding. It's the same thing you're going to get in the last stages of bird flu. So
think about the radiation that emits from a cell phone in itself.
Well, it's not just the radiation, it's the amount of radiation, and it's the frequency that the radiation is being transmitted on.
Uh-huh.
And the lower frequencies, if you're in a vehicle, 70 hertz is the worst one to be next to. If you're not insulated, if you're not in a vehicle, then 700 is the worst to be closest to. Some of your AM stations are running close to 700, but look where they put them antennas.
I'll tell you what, stay with us. Let's continue on the other side with your dissertation, Steve. We'll be back to continue the broadcast. New frequency, 11920. That's where we are now. Last stand, WWCR, 11920, WWRB, from now on. Stay with us. News for October 4th, listeners. Number 32, China continues closing internet sites. From CBC News, I go there. They're experiencing technical difficulties. I see. Let's go back to Steve and his dissertation. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is that these chemtrails, not only are they reducing your ability to fight the bird flu when it gets here, but they're also, it's electrically conductive, according to the at least according to the chemtrails movie that I watched. And that makes sense, because if you look when the tsunami started and all these hurricanes are going, you can tell which, you know, you could even, I haven't, but you could track down and find out which BPL sites they were testing at the time, because every time they test them, a ham operator somewhere will call in or write a nasty letter, and it's all documented in the ARRL newsletters.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the FCC didn't even want to tell ham radio where the BPL set test sites were. One of their letters says, no, we ain't going to tell you. So what they did was all the memberships, everybody that was in the American Radio Relay League got hit up for big-time bucks, because we either had to pay it or we were going to lose ham radio. So we threw in some money and took them to court. And now we know where their test sites are, and they still don't have the bugs worked out. if I was going to make an internet service and see if it worked, wouldn't I try it at one location first? And if it worked, then I'd have 40 more.
That would be logical.
Well, what they did, they're doing just the opposite. They have 40 of them out there. Half of them are test sites. None of them work. They even have them over in overseas. Two of them are supposed to, or they had a chance in Texas. It's in this month's QST magazine by ARRL, talking about in Texas. Two cities in Texas had the opportunity to join the BPL system. One of them took it, and the other one said no. The one that took it, you know, that county got $200,000 just for allowing them to test the BPL system there. But what I'm telling you is, your people have to learn to know if there's a BPL system in their area. Because when this bird flu comes and you're quarantined, they're going to tell you, don't drive. Don't go anywhere. You'll go out on the road. You won't see any state cops, and you'll just drive the highways, and guess what? You ain't getting to where you're going. And they told you not to drive.
And why are we going to get to where we're going again?
Because what they're going to do is, okay, just from the ground or from on, take the Pennsylvania Turnpike, for example. Driving along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, my ham meter goes, normal meters go up to an S9 or S10. Mine goes up to S40, which is how strong the signal can be. And when these BPL lines are on, your meter is tight against the end. You ain't going to hear nobody, and that's just the BPL's running. Well, now, I'm probably a mile away from that line, and it's pinning my needle. If I got a stepladder and got up there and or just went below it, I'd actually be getting burnt by radiation. It's like walking into a ham radio operator's antenna field.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get cooked now. You're going to only get cooked to the degree how much power, how much wattage do they have going through there. It's like your radio station. You're probably putting out 50,000 watts. The only thing that limits the amount of wattage you can put out is how much voltage you have. But these guys have all the voltage in the world because that's the only thing they're using are our biggest high tension lines. All they have to do, now they're already interfering with the VHF, UHF, and HF frequencies. All they have to do is shift that frequency to 700 megacycles, and that'll fry you. That'll fry you. That's, in other words, mm-hmm. my ham radio I have here, I can put out 200 watts on HF. But you watch when I go to different bands, especially ultra-high frequency, that band, only, even though I have 200 watts in the radio, the manufacturer only allows me to put out 10 watts in that specific frequency. And that's because you can get burnt. You're going to go blind right away. It's not good for you.
Yes.
And all I'm telling you is that there is a possibility that these guys can, shift the frequency and jack up the power, and they got automatic. All they're going to say is, hey, it was an electric fence. You caught us with it. It's an electric fence. Hey, I can understand people's, I know this for a fact. Whether you believe me or not, it doesn't matter. But to your radio audience, I know that a lot of you are scared right now to stand up and to fight these people. If you have information like I have, put it out there. They don't control our police force. They don't control our state police. They don't control our town police. The only thing they control is corporations and a bunch of judges
and non-governmental organizations and foundations,
stuff like that. In other words, they can't have you whacked off unless they go to somebody in the military and say, hey, well, take you from captain to colonel if you go whack this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you get whacked, they're going to say, well, why did they whack him? Oh, well, that's the guy that gave that information out. Well, maybe that information's true. Maybe we should look into it.
Right.
Hey, stand up and fight these cowards. It's a war against Christianity. You were right by saying that it's 20 years old. It's actually older than that because the pyramid in the eyes on the back of the dollar bill, and I've known for over 20 years what that stood for.
Certainly.
So,
we've been carrying around proofs of a conspiracy in our billfolds.
Right, but what made me call you up was I got a little mad when you said that, oh, yeah, it's been going on for 20 years. Well, I got news for
you. I didn't say that. I did not say it's been going on for 20 years.
Well, it's been going on for at least 20 years.
It's been going on for the last century
right.
and farther back even.
Right. the say, you know, date the dollar bill.
I agree on that,
but what I'm trying to say is your tone of voice was as if, oh, don't worry about it. It started 20 years ago. We have another 10 years to go.
I'm frustrated. I'm very frustrated.
Listen,
you know why
not.
I'm frustrated? Because there's no one to work with. There's no one that connects dots. There's no one that's understanding the plan for the 21st century. And it's Agenda 21.
There is no plan.
There is no plan.
No, another.
What do you mean there is no plan? There's a gigantic plan, and it emanates from the UN system right now.
Yeah, but nothing that we'd have to be concerned about. We don't have to be concerned about that
when our school children are being dumbed down to be indoctrinated.
Listen, within about 4 or 5 months, we might be at all-out war. I mean, look at the insurance offers that you're getting now for $150,000. They can't make money on that, and they know people are scared.
I'm looking at fires going on in Riverside right now, wildland fires.
Yeah, well,
they're being allowed to burn.
Well, you know why there are fires out there?
Why?
Okay, like I told you before, these people, there are scientists in the world that they know if you put too many fleas in a flea jar, eventually all the fleas are dead. Even if there's still apple there, the fleas will die. They overpopulate themselves and eat each other. And that's what the scientists see the world doing right now. And they're going to stop it. And the way they're going to stop it is these are non-Christians. They're mad at us because for the last 2,000 years we made these scientists live under Christianity. They think there is no God. So what they're going to do is they're going to have fires, have earthquakes, have big storms like we've never seen before. They want the Christians to think that God's coming back.
Right.
Well, God ain't coming back.
Right.
This is the devil doing this, and I'm asking every red-blooded American to stand up and say, put a stop to it. Stop selling our country.
I appreciate your call, Steve.
I thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. You have UN Days in October. International Day of Older Persons is October 1st, listeners. International Day of Older Persons, October 1st. October 3rd, World Habitat Day. Their 2004 theme, Cities, Engines of Rural Development. That's 2004. October 4th through the 10th, World Space Week. Space for Sustainable Development, listeners. That's Agenda 21. October 5th, World Teachers' Day. What are the teachers doing? Indoctrinating the children into globalization and Agenda 21. October 9th, World Post Day, is observed every year to mark the anniversary of the founding of the Universal Postal Union, the UPU. Today, the UPU, with 189 member countries, oversees the coordination of the Global Postal Service, the world's largest physical distribution network. October 10th, World Mental Health Day, is co-sponsored by the World Federation of Mental Health and the World Health Organization. Mental health, people. October 12th, the International Day for Natural Disaster Reduction. One of the primary roles of the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, the ISDR, is to educate populations and communities most at risk from natural disasters on the means available to prevent hazards from turning into disasters. And here we see fires going on in Riverside County right now. The Global Fire Monitoring Center is in place to monitor all the fires in the world. It's on our website. World Food Day is October 16th. And what is their theme for 2004? Biodiversity for food security. There it is, biodiversity for food security. October 17th, International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. Where does poverty come from? The global community, the World Trade Organization, UNEDO, United Nations Industrial Development Organization, wars, environmental modification, including the creation of earthquakes. And October 24th, United Nations Day, the 60th anniversary of that body coming up. Also on October 24th, the World Development Information Day. It's been observed by the United Nations since 1972. It aims to draw global attention to development issues and the need to strengthen international cooperation in the development field. October 24th through October 30th is Disarmament Week. Has been observed by the United Nations since 1978, Disarmament Week. That includes your gun and mine, if you read the documentation. Let's go to, I believe we have Jim in Kansas. Hello, Jim. Okay, we dropped Jim, or Jim dropped. Okay, so we have it clear here. This whole situation that we have, listeners, is a UN system, people. Dwight D. Eisenhower made a statement, every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired, signifies, in a final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the wheat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. According to the UNESCO Charter, since wars begin in the minds of people, it is the minds of people that have to erect the ramparts of peace. There is a perfect indicator of the Hegelian dialectic. At this juncture, this is where we are today, with these maneuvers in place. Sad commentaries to have. Another crisis in the making, how the subprime mortgage industry is sandbagging Katrina affected homeowners. It is September 22nd. It's quite interesting of a read. Despite the public announcement by banks and lenders offering relief to homeowners affected by Hurricane Katrina, many African-American homeowners from New Orleans will not benefit from these announced policies. This is due to the high mortgage of African-American homeowners who have higher cost subprime mortgages and the failure of subprime servicers to offer the same assistance to their customers as prime servicers. On August 29th, Hurricane Katrina devastated an area of the Gulf Coast extending from Greater New Orleans east to the Florida state line. The subsequent levee breaks in New Orleans, combined with the ineffective governmental response, is believed to have resulted in 1 million people having fled the area, with approximately half of those from the city of New Orleans. The Mortgage Bankers Association estimates that Katrina could affect 360,000 residential mortgages. The National Association of Home Builders says 275,000 homes were destroyed in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. 275,000 homes. And this is what I said when this happened. Look at where the mess is going to be in recovering what you lost. Think of the people that have lost their automobiles and have automobile payments to make. In New Orleans, nearly 200,000 homes were damaged, with early estimates placing the number of homes destroyed at 60,000. Previously, the worst disasters in the United States destroyed about 38,000 homes. That's the Chicago fire and the San Francisco earthquake. In 1972, Hurricane Andrew destroyed about 28,000 homes in South Florida. And isn't it ironic that the Popular Mechanics came out with an article, New Orleans is sinking. It came out on September 11th, 2001, the day the World Trade Center towers went down, the day Building Number 7 was imploded, the day a quote-unquote airliner hit the Pentagon. New Orleans is sinking. For ACORN family of organizations, that's A-C-O-R-N, Katrina was personal. Our national financial and legal support operations were based in New Orleans. Altogether, including the housing counseling and organizing staff, we had 85 employees working out of our office at 1024 Elysian Fields near the corner of North Ramparts. The local ACORN chapter had nearly 9,000 members, with over half of those located in the hardest hit areas of the lower 9th, 9th, and 7th wards. Local 100 of the Service Employees International Union founded and directed by Acorn chief organizer Wade Rathke, represented 1,000 workers in the city, including the garbage workers and workers at the Regional Transportation Authority. In Katrina's wake, a number of financial institutions responded quickly with announcements of how they would help their affected customers. On August 31st, the nation's two largest mortgage buyers, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, both announced relief measures aimed at helping families affected by the hurricane to keep their homes. Freddie Mac instructed servicers of Freddie Mac-owned mortgages to suspend collection of payments and waive late fees for at least 3 months on all loans and up to an additional 9 months in a case-by-case basis. Freddie Mac also gave servicers the option of returning September mortgage payments to affected homeowners. This is all very interesting. It's a report by Acorn and Acorn Housing on the website, AmericanExpose.com. America spelled with a K as a statement on purpose. We'll be back. Be sure to connect to the National Endowment for Democracy, Paying to Make Enemies of America by Representative Ron Paul. It's on our website, dated October 11th, 2003, people. October 11th, 2003. Ralph in Oklahoma. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, Chris. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Anyway, I just want to salute you for, I may have missed some, but I know there was three of the last callers there that I would have thought they were speaking with someone that was totally in the dark. I can understand that. They just seem like they have no idea where this stuff is originated and how far back it goes.
Yeah.
It's been an ongoing situation.
It's a monster.
In my time, it looked to me the World War II generation is the most guilty. Of course, it goes further than that. We know that, but I can say that's in my time, and I grew up with that. And I look back now and see that that was right there while I was first breathing air.
Yeah, I mourn for our country. I mourn for the world. I mourn for the wars that are created, and the patriotism that results from the attack on Pearl Harbor that Washington had foreknowledge on November 25th of 1941. Come on,
right?
You know, and we're doing the same thing right now.
Exactly.
You know, I mourn for our country.
Fact,
I mourn for the
world. We're probably more so now than even then.
You know, the ships in Pearl Harbor were antiquated. They were sacrificial lambs to anger the American people to go into another war that the American people did not want, Ralph.
And I heard one caller mention something about all-out war that we're headed for that. Well, I almost think now that why go into an all-out war? This is what they've got going on right now is working much better than an all-out war.
Excellent point.
Exactly where they want to be.
Excellent point. The war has been going on. It's been a quiet war. It's been working very well. And this is where I drew the line with Hansa and many others. The war is going on right this minute.
Right, yeah. It couldn't work any better.
Yes. Yes.
Well, anyway, like I say, I just wanted to salute you. I almost think some of those callers, being this time frame and all, and this frequency you picked up with Robbie Noel, as much as I think of him, he allowed some of these people, that Rita that calls there from Texas with her kind of a half-educated way of some of the history, not that I'm that brilliant on it, but some of the things that she said, she was harmful to herself and many others. And
Well, I appreciate your comments,
he just allowed her to ramble on, and you corrected her. I really spooked you on that and many other things. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Listeners, the war is going on, listeners. And right now, the war is in your backyard. It's called Agenda 21. Do your research. It's on AmericanExpose.com. God bless you all, and pray for the restoration of this constitutional republic and the Bill of Rights. Good afternoon.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.